Introduction. Command and Control, C2, the exercise of authority and direction by a properly designated commander over assigned and attached forces, is fundamental to the art and science of warfare. No single specialized military function, either by itself or combined with others, has a purpose without it. Commanders are responsible for C2. Through C2, commanders provide purpose and direction to integrate all military activities towards a common goal, mission accomplishment. Commanders need support to exercise C2 effectively. At every echelon of command, each commander establishes a C2 system, the arrangement of people, processes, networks, and command posts that enable commanders to conduct operations. The C2 system supports the commander's decision-making, disseminates the commander's decisions to subordinates, and facilitates controlling forces. Commanders employ their C2 system to enable the people and formations conducting operations to work towards a common purpose. All the equipment and procedures exist to achieve this end. Commanders organize the four components of their C2 system to support decision-making and facilitate communications. FM60 aims to serve several purposes. First, it provides commanders and staffs with many of the tactics and procedures associated with establishing their C2 systems. In conjunction with FM50, planning and orders production, FM60 provides detailed information on the people, processes, networks, and command posts that assists commanders in exercising C2. Second, the printed version of this manual provides multiple templates and examples of products that commanders and staffs routinely use in the conduct of operations. Listeners should refer to the print version for these products. It should be noted that commanders may modify products as necessary to meet mission requirements. Local standard operating procedures may also provide examples of products more suitable to specific situations. This version of FM60 includes key updates and changes. It nests with the C2 doctrine in ADP60, uses the components of the C2 system as a guide, moves all information related to planning and orders production to FM50, adds a section on command post organization and operations, adds an appendix on foreign disclosure, adds an appendix on after-action reports. FM60 contains 9 chapters and 6 appendixes. The following is a brief introduction by chapter and appendix. Chapter 1 provides an overview of C2, Mission Command, the C2 warfighting function, and its associated tasks and system. Chapter 2 describes staff duties, responsibilities, and characteristics as part of the people component of the C2 system. It also explains staff relationships and the importance of building staff teams. Chapter 3 provides information on roles and responsibilities of liaison officers and liaison teams. It includes liaison checklists and an example outline for a liaison officer handbook. Chapter 4 addresses the unit's battle rhythm, including responsibilities, development, and approval. It then provides descriptions and templates for the typical meetings, boards, and working groups that take place in a command post. Chapter 5 focuses on the conduct of knowledge management and information management. It presents a model used to explain the progression of data to understanding. The chapter describes the specifics of knowledge management, followed by a discussion on information management and the interrelationship between knowledge management and information management. Chapter 6 provides information about network communications capabilities and systems typically found in a command post, descriptions of the current information systems used in the development of the common operational picture, and considerations for command post communications. Chapter 7 describes the common functions of all command posts and discusses the types of command posts by echelon and unit. It provides considerations for effective command post organization and employment. Chapter 8 describes how to organize the staff into command post cells and techniques for the physical layout of a command post to facilitate effective command post operations. Chapter 9 describes command post operations, including discussions on developing standard operating procedures, command post security and defense, and life support for command post personnel and equipment. Appendix A provides information, instruction, and an annotated example of how to prepare and write a formal report in the form of a staff study and information on how to prepare and write a decision paper. Appendix B provides information, instruction, and annotated examples of how to prepare and conduct the four types of military briefings. Appendix C describes types of rehearsals, lists responsibilities of personnel involved, and contains guidelines for conducting rehearsals. Appendix D provides information on foreign disclosure. Appendix E describes the purpose and characteristics of command post battle drills, including a technique used to develop battle drills and templates for documenting them. Appendix F provides information on the after-action report. FM60 identifies the new and modified terms in the introductory table.